Proclamation number 6470 of 7th of February, 1956. Creation of nature, proof of God's love. The separation between me and the beings was brought about by their free will, and this free will must also re-establish the union with me. But my will only ever support this union because it signifies your as well as my beatitude. But I will never restrict your free will, I will never bring about the union against your will. And thus it will also be understandable to you that only you can create a change from an unhappy state which always signifies separation from me into a state of unlimited bliss. Into a state of unlimited bliss which can be found in union with me. Thus you yourselves determine your fate, but I will not leave you to your self-chosen destiny, even if your will is still opposed to me. Whatever can still be done on my part to help only you to beat it, you I will truly not refrain from doing. But free will, the sign of your divine origin, binds my power. I don't want to defeat you but win your love, which then inevitably pushes you towards me and which alone can create beatitudes. But winning your love is only possible if you learn to recognize me as the eternal love. But you humans only let yourselves be attracted by what my adversary offers you. But you don't ask for my gift because you don't value it properly. Because your senses are not yet directed towards what I want to give you in order to make you happy. And thus I must also offer you something which touches your senses beneficially but which nevertheless cannot be offered to you by my adversary. I must address you through creation, through nature, which can likewise make you happy, which can make your hearts beat faster with gratitude and also direct your thoughts towards me. So that you remember him who created everything around you. Through creation I can address you humans and prove myself to you as a loving God whom you can love again precisely for the sake of the glories which surround you and can make your hearts beat high at times. The creations of nature are such clear evidence of a loving, wise and powerful deity that everyone could feel addressed by it and find the way to it. And yet, countless people pass by impassively and untouched because their thoughts are turned towards the material world and they cannot muster interest for anything else. And I may not force their will, I may not steer it in the right direction but can only do everything to remind them of myself. Which now has to happen through adversity and strokes of fate and visible help. What my loving influence does not bring about must now be tried by harder means. Where the evidence of my love and wisdom is not found in creation, there my might must make itself known, to which the power of man is unable to offer any resistance. The human being only has to recognize me in order to then enter into a relationship with me from which the loving desire to come close to me can develop. This is the only thing I want to achieve, that the being voluntarily turns towards me as it once turned away from me. But I cannot reveal myself so obviously that the human being is forced to believe in me. For this faith would be futile and it would never bring my living creation's love back to me but only fear and submission or a renewed flight downwards to my adversary. Yet how easy it would be for you to return to me if you walked through the world with open eyes, if you paid more attention to everything in which human will and human activity is uninvolved. You would think more about yourselves than your physical constitution, which alone could testify to the working of a powerful and wise being with whom you should seek union. Yet you take all this for granted, and yet it is striking proof of my existence, of an exceedingly perfect being to whom you owe your existence. You could voluntarily start the return to me, for I truly make it easy for you to recognize me, whom you once wanted to deny. But I do not force you. But when earthly adversity approaches you, I approach you myself and only wait for you to call me, so that your weakness and helplessness will make you remember him who is strong and mighty and who loves you. And if I achieve through adversity that you find your way to me, then this adversity was blessed, for you shall not remain separated from me forever, you shall return to me again. You shall attain happiness and bliss which you once voluntarily gave away. You shall be able to create and work with me and in my vicinity in light and strength, but this is only possible if you unite with me again and remain united until all eternity. Amen.